This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Look, in the last few games when there's been no Giannis and the Bucks have played well, like we had talked about, look at that shot.
Oh, dang distance from Tameland. There's one.
Jeez. I'm going to have to tell him to just stay locked and loaded. Missed the last one and said, I was probably too close.
There is Dame Lillard hitting a three. Novak and Byington on the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Continue to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks now with Jason Timpf, host of Hoops Tonight at The Volume Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @JasonLT. Jason, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Good to hear from you again. Obviously, after the early returns from the Kuzma trade, I'm actually pretty excited. I'm trying to think of everything through the lens of what it looks like when Giannis comes back.
Okay, this is good because nobody was excited about getting Kuzma to begin with in that Middleton deal. So tell us what you're seeing and why Bucks fans should be excited by what we're watching.
So the Kyle Kuzma trade to me entirely came down to whether or not he was going to be willing to do all the dirty work, which... my last memory rooting for Kyle Kuzma before he got sent to basketball purgatory in Washington was him with the Lakers.
Wait a second. You're calling wait. You're calling Washington purgatory? Wouldn't hell be the better word?
Yes, that's right. It's where all basketball dreams go to die.
Correct. Basically. Yes. So, yes, exactly. Yes.
Especially coming from the fame he was experiencing with the Lakers.
Yes.
And so with the last couple of years with the Lakers, because of them playing so many two big lineups and because of Danny Green and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Rajon Rondo, the only way he could stay on the floor was by doing dirty work. And so he became a very gifted defensive rebounder, a very good help side defender, a good cutter, a guy that was more focused on like weak side scoring rather than scoring with the ball in his hands. And he did all those things really well. And then he goes off to Washington and plays loser ball for a few years. And so I understand the concerns there, but he's just a much more dynamic athlete at this point than Chris Middleton. And I want to be clear, Chris is going to be missed for a variety of reasons. I think the last time I came on with you, we talked a lot about Chris and his ball handling and how much it like kind of greases the wheels for the Bucks in half court sometimes. But clearly he just doesn't have the juice that he used to have. I mean, he's averaging 12.5 points per game, you know, so like it just wasn't there the way that it was in years past. And as long as Kyle Kuzma could do those little things we talked about, he was just a substantial talent add. I think probably the most jarring thing for Bucks fans to experience over the course of the last couple of days is Kuzma's big. He's huge. He's 6'9". He's got long arms. He moves really well for that size. He's a career like 7.5-8 rebounds per 36 type of guy. He's been rebounding this year so far for the Bucks at a per minute rate higher than he has in about four seasons. So, like, he's in those first three games, he's flying around, he's switching onto Embiid, he's fronting the post, he's like, he just is battling and doing all of those things. And that was literally all I needed to see, because obviously without Giannis, it's going to be tough to beat good teams. But when I think about the context of bringing Giannis back, you know how Brooke has looked a little bit rickety this year?
A little
slow.
Okay, yeah, you're being really nice on this interview.
Rough around the
edges. Sure. Okay, little, yeah. All right.
So I like the idea of flanking him with two super rangy forwards that can cover ground and kind of simplify his job. And then, like, one of the big things, too, is, like, a lot of people were hung up on Kyle Kuzma's shooting percentages. And I remember even when I was rooting for him, similar types of issues coming up. One of the things with Kuzma, though, is, like, he has a lot of respect around the league as a scorer. The dude's got, like, 96 or 97 25-plus point games in his career. That he's got 11 35-plus point games in his career. He has upside as a scorer, and he's super aggressive. Like, he's going to get shots up. And what that does is it forces teams to account for that in the game plan, even though the efficiency can be tricky sometimes. And, like, I've already seen it where he'll catch on the perimeter and show the ball, and dudes are closing out at him. Dudes are chasing him off the line, and he's getting dribble penetration. He's making extra plays. And then the most exciting thing is I've really liked the work he's done as a screener with Dame.
Yeah.
He's kind of been slipping out of screens and kind of filling that Giannis role since Giannis has been out. And I think that's going to be a really viable look for them, especially in the units when Giannis is off the floor and Dame and Kuzma are playing together. So, like, I know they're 1-2, and I know there's been some ugliness mixed in there, but I was really encouraged by Kuzma because I just think he changes the athletic profile of your front line. And I think he just does a lot of things that are going to be really useful for this group.
Jason Tipp, host of Hoops Tonight, Volume Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @_JasonLT. You brought up Lillard, and Lillard talked the other night about how Kuzma has been since he's gotten there, asking Dame Lillard a ton of questions about, like, where do you like the ball? Where do you want me to be in this situation? What about in that situation? And has really been trying to fit in as quickly as possible. The one thing, well, a couple of things about Middleton, right? So, obviously, there was the chemistry factor. The majority of these guys were on this championship team together. So, that obviously helps from a core standpoint. Middleton's chemistry with Brooke Lopez, unmatched. Middleton's chemistry with Giannis, unmatched. Lillard's chemistry with Giannis getting better at this point. And then you talk about the ability to hit those clutch shots in end-of-game scenarios. If it's not Lillard, if it's not Giannis, I think from a fan standpoint, you always felt confident that Middleton would hit that shot if he needed it at the end of a game. I don't feel like that same confidence level necessarily will be had in Kuzma, at least to begin with.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, anytime you make a trade, you're giving something up. I mean, it's not exactly an unavoidable part of this process, you know. And, you know, with Chris, for instance, like, let's just look at last year's playoff run in the one series in the six games where Chris averaged, I think, 25 or something like that a game. He was pretty efficient. Like, there's a certain amount of bucket getting that Chris can do that is at a higher level than what Kuzma brings. But, like, you're now presenting a physical problem for front lines that other teams aren't going to be able to contend with. I think about this concept in the playoffs a lot. Like, what can you do that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That is so impactful that other teams are going to have a huge problem with it. And there was a little bit of that rickety frontline thing going on where it's either Chris, Giannis, and Brooke, or it's Taurean, Giannis, and Brooke, or Bobby's mixed in there. And it just, there wasn't enough ranginess and rebounding. And like now that frontline legitimately has three excellent rebounders and a lot of ground coverage in size, in the sense that I actually think teams are going to really struggle to score on Milwaukee in the paint now when Giannis comes back. I think that's going to be something that like legitimately presents a physical conundrum that teams can't solve. Like they're 7 foot, 7 foot, 6'9". Everyone can move except for Brook, and even then they're going to set up the system to keep him around the rim. I think there's a trade-off there that has to be accounted for. And here's the thing. Yes, Chris hit a lot of big shots over the years, particularly I think about what effectively amounted to the game winner in game 7 against
right.
Brooklyn. Like he hit big shots, but that's why you got Dame. And the idea is Dame is going to fill that role in the playoff context. When we think back about previous Bucks teams, because Drew wasn't that type of offensive threat, they needed Chris to be that. And yeah, last year when Giannis was out, they needed Chris to be that. But I would argue with Giannis healthy, with the way he's shooting the mid-range this year, with the way his playmaking has taken a leap, Dame looks fantastic this year compared to last year. When you couple those two things together, I'd argue what Chris does is actually more, excuse me, what Kuzma does is more valuable to that in that context than what Chris provides.
What about Kevin Porter Jr.? We saw him for the first time last night. He was all over the freaking place, falling down, throwing weird dumb passes at the end of the first half. I was very concerned something might be wrong with him or something, the way he was playing. That he came back, was a little bit more under control there in the second half. The assumption is because they traded for him that he's going to be in this rotation and trying to figure out whose minutes he takes and so forth. But what does he bring?
So he's a textbook, like, come-off-the-bench microwave scorer type, except for he doesn't make shots.
Good. That's good.
that's the problem. When I think about optimism surrounding the deadline, I just center in on Kuzma. Like, Jericho Sims is fine, and I'm sure we'll talk about him in a minute, but, like, Kevin Porter Jr. is a guy that can eat innings in the regular season as a ball handler, meaning, like, you can run your action and put the ball in his hands. And I think there's a certain amount of value there when you lose Chris. Like, you lose the ball handler. Kyle Kuzma has run some action and done pretty well. Like, I've actually been relatively impressed by his on-ball stuff. I mean, he's not making shots right now, but he's making good kick-out reads.
Yep.
He had a couple good ones over the weekend where he's you know, getting down in ball screens and then spraying the ball out to the perimeter for an open shot or for Torian Prince to drive a closeout or something like that. But ideally, if you lose a ball handler, you want to replace a ball handler. And so by bringing in Kevin Porter Jr., it gives you a guy that can do that. But my guess is that this ends up being staggered in a way when the playoff rotation comes together, that Kevin Porter Jr. gets squeezed. Like, I think if you left A.J. Green out of the rotation to play Kevin Porter Jr. in a postseason series, that would be a big mistake. With the way that A.J. Green defends in his ability to shoot off of your other stars. And, like, you shrink the rotation to, like, seven and a half guys, KPJ is not going to play. But in the regular season context, he's just ball handling depth. And at that point, I think there's some value. But, yeah, I wouldn't be looking forward to too many great games from him in the future.
Speaking of not looking forward to anything, I don't know what to look forward to for Jericho Sims. They've had him now for a couple of games. They still haven't played him. Last night, that backup center from Golden State was going off, and they had to bring Brook Lopez back in. They still didn't play Jericho Sims. So I don't know when or if they're going to play him. Offensively, I was talking with Eric Name of The Athletic about this yesterday. As far as all I can find on him offensively are dunks. That's all I can find. But defensively, he's gotten better, they say.
Yeah, he's put on a lot of muscle, which has made him a lot more sturdy in terms of some of the contact stuff you have to deal with at the position. But to me, like, Jericho Sims fits a specific mold of rim-running big, where, like, his asset is just he sets screens and he runs hard to the front of the rim. The Lakers have a similar guy that I root for in Jackson Hayes, who's, like, ideally he's never playing in a serious moment. But in the regular season, when you need to eat up innings, and let's say Brook is out for a night or Bobby Portis is out for a night, he's a guy who can step in, set screens, roll hard to the front of the rim, at least contend athletically. It's just a depth piece. And from, you know, when I was digging around the deadline, he was considered to be one of the, like, best cheap options available in terms of, like, a guy you could get that has real size and athleticism that's not going to cost you anything. And the Bucks got him. So I think that's a win.
There he is, Jason Tipp, host of Hoops Tonight at Volume Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @_JasonLT. One last question for you. How far do you think this Bucks team can go if healthy?
So much of it depends on seeding. I think that they match up with Boston better than Cleveland does, which I think is good. There have been several games over the last couple of years where the Bucks have given the Celtics real issues. So it's a puncher's chance thing. Like, you're not going to go in there and make them favored, but, like, I haven't seen enough from Cleveland to think that they can even really make Boston uncomfortable. And so there's a lot less optimism for me on that front for them. I say puncher's chance in the sense I put them in the same tier with the Knicks, where it's like, if you end up in an Eastern Conference final series and it's Boston versus the Knicks or Boston versus Milwaukee, you can't write them off. They have their chance. But I do think it's important to delineate that they're on a different tier that's right below that group. But I do think that they have a chance. And, you know, one of the big things, too, is, like, Giannis is one of those guys. And we've forgotten what it looks like to watch Giannis in the playoffs.
Because he's hurt every year.
And, yeah, exactly. And so if he can get there and if he's healthy, I think we'd all be foolish to just write him off. He's also, like, in terms of, like, the playoff style of play,
yep,
how things really
physical
grind down and become physical. They just turn into these rock fights. And Giannis is arguably the best rock fight player in the league right now. So I think you have to count them as at least a chance to get out of the East. But I do think they're in that second tier behind Boston.
I love that. Best rock fight player in the league, our boy Giannis. I'm all in. Jason, Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. And tell everybody where they could find you and what you bring to the table, because following you on social media is a blast.
So on YouTube, our channel, Hoops Tonight, we release content every day. On Twitter, @_JasonLT, I tweet a lot of film threads and things along those lines. And then whenever you get your podcast under Hoops Tonight. And I appreciate you having me on. I'm looking forward to next time.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.